Diderot.
Yeah.
What was the purpose he had? It was to collect all knowledge in the world into a book.
Right.
To democratize the world knowledge.
Right.
I think what large language models is doing is the same.
Mm-hmm.
Try as Diderot to collect the world knowledge into one AI model.
Mm-hmm.
But after Diderot and the encyclopedia, it became an ideological tool.
Mm-hmm.
So it started to pop up different encyclopedias around the world. The Soviet Russians had one with one viewpoint, and the Americans had one, and the Norwegians had one, the French had one. So it was kind of reflecting not only a cultural heritage, but also a political, ideological view.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is happening now with AI models, that it pops up different AI models. You have one that is building up in Qatar, that is reflecting Muslims' values.
Mm-hmm.
You have in Russia, that are reflecting Russian values.
Mm-hmm.
You have a lot of different models in the US. You have Mistral, the French model, is trying to reflect some more European values.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, in a way, the same development as we saw with the encyclopedias.